I hereby have the great pleasure of opening the Third General Assembly of the Inuit-Circumpolar Conference and in calling this General Assembly to order.
54 delegates, 18 each from Canada, Greenland, and Alaska, sat at tables arranged in a large U in the gymnasium of the high school in Iqaluit, Frobisher Bay, Northwest Territories, Canada. They represented the 100,000 Inuit of three of the four circumpolar nations. Attempts to have Soviet representation at the ICC have repeatedly failed. The six members of the Executive Council and the President, Hans Pavia Rosing, were at tables at the head of the U, closing it. All were attending the third meeting of the Inuit Circumpolar Conference. The first meeting was held in Barrow in 1977 and the second in 1980 in Nuuk, Greenland. The main purpose of the week-long meeting in the Canadian Eastern Arctic in the summer of 1983 was the consideration of a draft Arctic policy. On this Chinook program, the third in a series on the 1983 ICC meetings, we'll hear some of the dialogue on the formation of an Inuit Arctic policy.
This is the first General Assembly we've had after the ICC has been in work.
Hans Pavia Rosing.
We had 3 years between 77 and 80 where we had the organization on paper, but no staff and no executive council and so forth. So this is the first test of the ICC in front of the delegates from all three countries. We are presenting and we are asking the General Assembly to review and discuss a draft adoption of an Arctic policy statement. In fact, what the ICC has been concerned with ever since the first gathering has been to set Inuit policies on various issues. And we have 47 resolutions from those two first conferences. Now we are, after having worked on them and trying to implement those resolutions, we see a clear picture of one Arctic policy, one Inuit Arctic policy, because all those issues are interrelated. It's very much based on the rapidly growing resource development of the Arctic, which affects the Arctic community in many different ways. And it's no secret that in our mind, it's the way the Arctic community is affected is it's negative. It's negative implications, a lot of them. And what we are hoping for from this General Assembly is that we can have some guidelines from the delegates on how to pursue the Arctic policy and try to relate all local issues, all regional issues into a circumpolar context. I think this is a rather new concept of thinking for most of the people, at least most of the people from their southern societies. And I know also it is a new way of thinking for a lot of the Inuit that are attending, but we're trying to have a comprehensive Arctic policy that we eventually will present in the first place to the member organizations to review it and eventually present to the governments as our concept of Arctic policy.
We have undertaken from the Executive Council to draft a discussion paper for this General Assembly addressing all of the issues that we have been discussing so far. We are asking the General Assembly to review this proposed paper, to discuss it during the workshops, and we are hoping to get directions from the General Assembly on how to pursue a comprehensive Arctic policy that all Inuit can adopt.
Well, in the Arctic policy right now, there's six areas of major concern.
Eugene Brower.
And they are communication, transportation, science and research, health, welfare, language, education, and environmental protection. Even though the Inuit don't have the BSD degrees or whatever, that they have the knowledge of the area that they're in, whether it's in the high Arctic or middle Arctic or subarctic, they have their own area of expertise in that area, which could be valuable on the formation of an Arctic policy.
With the absence of any given particular policy, such as Arctic policy.
Charlie Watt.
When you're entering into negotiations with prospective government, the authorities, you don't have all that much parking position. And when you do have sets a document that states what not only your interests but your rights, that always been helpful, because when you're dealing with land, when you're dealing with resources, renewable or non-renewable resources, or whatever, or communication or transportation, it touches upon our life. It's important of that Arctic policy to be formulated as quickly as possible, so we can use that as a way to say, okay, look, we got something in writing now. We got something that we stipulated amongst ourselves as the three countries that it's have to be acknowledged.
The and that would be your if you was draft principle for an Arctic policy.
That would be your format.
Acknowledging that we, the Inuits, since time immemorial, have based our lives in the Arctic and subarctic areas and coastal regions, which have provided the basis for our existence and culture on a balance between man and nature. And whereas we as Inuit declare ourselves as a distinct people with our own history, culture, and mutual dependency with land and sea, and that it is only the boundaries of certain states that separate us, and recognizing that the most fundamental condition for our continued existence as a people is the development of society on our own terms.
There is a fine line in between what is culture and what is politics.
Caleb Ungawi.
And we see ourselves as a cultural gathering. But as a, you know, as we're going through our meeting, we do make political statements. We come up with political decisions that will affect how this conference, I guess you might say, completes its business. So one, you know, cannot really say that there is a complete separation between the two. They are, in some cases, one and the same. That the culture, because of our desire to maintain our culture and for us to promote the protection of our culture, that we make political statements to that effect.
Whereas we have witnessed the degradation of the Arctic environment and the pollution threat,
more and more there are mining companies, exploration,
and, in the sea
and other industries that want to come up north. And one example I could use is testing of nuclear energy, and that specific item has gotten a lot of people to have a concern to prevent the social and environmental damage.
Whereas the denial of adequate recognition from the surrounding world necessitates the mutual development of our knowledge, our traditions, and our language. And whereas the traditional knowledge of our people as to the unique nature of the Arctic provides an immeasurable contribution to the scientific world.
The Inuit people,
and
even the scientists,
mutual solidarity
can read the land and the animals
that are there. The
Eugene Brower.
The Inuit people can give input to the scientists, who normally work just on, a lot of them on assumptions or scientific, that rely on scientific facts to make their basis on, that the basis can be made from the experience of the Inuit people that are in that area over the years of observation.
Whereas the pursuit of acquiring the recognition of our rights and interests require Inuit representation in the decision-making process on national and international levels. Now, therefore, be it resolved that the Inuit Circumpolar Conference strongly calls upon the appropriate national and international authorities to restrict the military offensive use of the Arctic at the earliest possible date, that the Inuit Circumpolar Conference takes every step necessary towards the protection of the fragile Arctic environment, that the Inuit Circumpolar Conference, in cooperation with local and regional Inuit authorities coordinates the efforts of protecting all renewable resources in the Arctic, that the Inuit Circumpolar Conference coordinates and disseminates the existing knowledge of traditional and contemporary fishing and hunting methods, that the Inuit Circumpolar Conference supports any initiative by Inuit to gain full economic, political, and judicial rights in our homeland, and further, that the Inuit Circumpolar Conference requires recognition of these basic rights from the national authorities of Canada, the United States of America, and Denmark, that the Inuit Circumpolar Conference immediately contacts all relevant national and international authorities in order to improve the health and working conditions of the Inuit, including social welfare, worker safety, and housing, and to promote preference to the employment of Inuit. That the Inuit Circumpolar Conference initiates and supports exchange programs among the Inuit, and that the Inuit Circumpolar Conference requests from the governments of Canada, the United States of America, and Denmark that all restrictions for free and unrestricted travel throughout the Inuit homeland be removed. Further, that the Inuit Circumpolar Conference be the initiator of establishing central education centers accessible for all Inuit and aimed at studies relevant to Inuit requirements. That the Inuit Circumpolar Conference initiate and participate to the greatest possible extent in facilitating the improvement of the Arctic region through economic and administrative assistance from the governments of Canada, the United States of America, and Denmark, and furthermore calls upon these three governments to develop infrastructures according to the needs of Inuit. Finally, that the Inuit Circumpolar Conference demands proper representation in all national and international organizations, institutions, and agencies vital to the interests of Inuit.
It's our right as human beings to be involved in the things that affect our lives.
John
and,
Amawala.
Inuit have to be involved in all the things that affect their lives and their land and their resources, because we have a very fragile existence, and if too much damage is done in one area, then we're all in trouble.
I think it is in the sense, in the nature of Inuit that we fully and carefully review this Arctic policy paper, and that we take that back to our people for further discussion, for further ideas. We utilize next 3 years to improve our Arctic policy statement, and I'm sure in 3 years from now we can reach an agreement on it.
ICC President Hans Pavia Rosing. More on the activities of the 1983 Inuit Circumpolar Conference in Iqaluit, Frobisher Bay, Northwest Territories on the next Chinook. I'm Karen Michelle McPherson. This series on the ICC is funded by the North Slope Borough Commission on Language, History, and Culture, with additional funding from the Alaska Humanities Forum. Chinook is a production of KUAC-FM at the University of Alaska in Fairbanks.